You are listening to the Boss Experience Podcast, a podcast with conversations about business growth, self-development, and maintaining a mindset to achieve business success. My name is Michelle Davis, and I am a business strategist and coach, and I'm your host. Let's get started. Welcome to another episode of the Boss Experience Podcast, the podcast that helps professionals turn their expertise into an online business that replaces their 9-to-5 income. My name is Michelle Davis, and I am your host. Today, we're diving into one of the biggest struggles for new entrepreneurs as they try and get started as a coach, consultant, or other type of service provider, is how to get clients. When we're talking about marketing, we're talking about how people first become aware of who you are and the outcome or transformation you can deliver. But here's the thing with marketing. Once people become aware of you, you have to have a process to take them to enrollment with you. There's only a small percentage of people that are ready to buy when they encounter you online or when they see your offer online. So you have to be prepared to not only take individuals that are just becoming aware of you, they're ready to buy, and you have a sales process that you need to take them through. There's also a large percentage of people who, even though they're aware of who you are and what you do, you know, they're not ready to be a client in your program yet. And that could be for a number of reasons. Maybe they don't trust you enough yet. Maybe they're not in the right financial position, or maybe they're just not in the right mindset to make that leap and take action to work with you. But whatever the reason, you want to make sure that your process, your marketing and sales process, encompasses a strategy so that you're not only ready to work with people that are ready to take that leap and enroll in your programs, but also nurturing those relationships for the larger group that is not going to buy from you the first time they see you. That's going to be the case the majority of the time. So that's why you must have a method of marketing that produces leads into your business daily if you want to have dependable revenue. And the way to do that is to have a marketing strategy that consistently produces results. So you have to decide whether you'll attract clients to your business using organic marketing or paid advertising. Organic marketing is a free method of marketing. It's how people discover you without you having to boost your presence. It's how people discover you naturally. So it's those activities like search engine optimization, where people find your website. It's social media, where people are discovering you on social media based on your content. It's YouTube or any of those other platforms. So while free is, you know, great because you don't have to pay any money for advertising, you have to be consistent to get results. Not to mention, if you're just starting to monetize your expertise, it is going to take a while for you to build an audience, you know, and get people to notice you using organic marketing. So you'll have to be consistent and patient if you plan to use organic marketing as your sole means of marketing your business. Then there's paid ads, on the other hand. And paid ads require a cost to promote your business. So basically, with paid ads, you're elevating your presence in front of everyone else that's using organic methods. You're basically paying to play at a higher level. Paid social media ads is how I acquired my first clients when I first started out as a new entrepreneur. And I continue to use ads to this day. In fact, it was probably a paid social media ad that led you to my podcast or led you to learn about me. And I am someone who swears by, you know, paid ads. I think when you're starting out and you're new, and even the not so new people, use paid advertising. You know, think about your You know, the people that you admire, the people that you're following, the gurus that you're following, you know, people with large followings, they use paid ads too, or they use email marketing, or they use some other method of making sure that their presence is always at the forefront, that they're, you know, that they pay to leap over everyone else that's using organic marketing. But the thing about paid ads is there's a learning curve. When I ran my first ad in 2017, I lost thousands of dollars because I didn't know what I was doing. While paid ads typically offer more immediate results, you will lose a lot of money if you don't have the right message or content. You don't understand how to test your ads in the marketplace, or you're clueless about how to set up the ad to reach your ideal client. And you have some people who will try and advertise and they don't even know who their ideal client is. So you have to take the time to learn paid advertising if that's going to be your method of acquiring your first client. So the other thing you want to keep in mind with paid advertising is you need a budget to get results. So if you're limited on funds, you may want to focus more on organic marketing first and scale up to paid ads once you start getting clients. Ultimately, the decision to use organic or paid ads will depend on your goals, your budget, your timeline, and so many other factors. And while a combination of both organic and paid advertising can be effective in reaching your target audience and achieving your business objectives, you want to master one method and platform first before branching off into other forms of marketing. Mastering one method and one platform allows you to focus and be consistent when it comes to generating leads for your business as a new entrepreneur. Now, once you master one platform and you're getting leads flowing into your business, then you can branch off and tap into other platforms and, you know, have that omnipresence. But it all starts with, you know, figuring out what platform your ideal client is spending their time on. And that is where you want to have the biggest presence. Marketing is a core area I focus on in my business mentoring program for good reason. It's where everyone struggles. And I not only help my clients create a marketing strategy that positions them in front of their ideal client, but I work with them to automate their lead generation and client acquisition process. So if you want to get a taste of what my business mentoring program is like, then you definitely want to head over to bossbusinessplanner.com. That's bossbusinessplanner.com and pick up the Expert Business Launch Planner. You can literally use this planner and map out your entire coaching business in 7 days or less if you're really focused. And that is going to give you a glimpse, just even a glimpse, of what it's like to work with me as your coach. And I would advise you to grab the Business Launch Planner now because I'm going to be putting the Business Launch Planner on the digital shelf soon because I'm going to be launching other products. So head over to Boss Business Launch Planner, grab the Expert Business Launch Planner, and get started, map out your business. I dive deep into the different types of marketing and how to really create a plan for you to launch your coaching business, you know, so that you get launched and you can start getting your, you know, first client, second client, or even your third client. You know, I walk you through everything step by step, you know, using simple prompts. So I make it easy for you. With that being said, it's a wrap for this episode. And I just want to thank you for tuning in with me for another episode of the Boss Experience Podcast. Don't forget to tune in every Tuesday where I release a new episode every week. And if you enjoyed this episode, head over to the review section and leave a review. And don't forget to subscribe. So once again, thanks for tuning in, and I hope that you'll join me in the next episode of the Boss Experience Podcast. Bye now. Thank you for tuning in to the Boss Experience Podcast. Don't forget to leave a review for this episode and tune in next time.